Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness. And we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
Can you tell me how to get to Sesame Street? I've got 11 questions for you on the famous show as picked by Patreon subscriber Marissa Cuthbertson. This is Trivia with Buds. Let it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out my show. And don't forget to hit subscribe so you never miss a new episode of the show, which comes out every single day. There's 700 other episodes to check out, so go back in the feed if you're brand new and give a bunch of episodes a listen. If you are a fan of anything, we've probably done it on this show at some point. And today, we have a whole episode for you on Sesame Street, which I grew up watching in the late 80s and early 90s. I have my kids watching it every once in a while, but I think it's on like HBO or something now. Something that's not on PBS anymore, as far as I know. And if we watch it, it's usually reruns or stuff that's on like Amazon or Hulu. So I'm not super familiar with the show nowadays, but my brother Scott helped me write 11 questions on the show for Marissa Cuthbertson, who picked this topic as a Patreon subscriber. Catching up on the Patreon subscriber Excel chart, and still have a ton more to do between now and the end of the year. And remember, if you donate $5 or more per month, you get to pick a topic that I will get to eventually. And I have a new system in place for January to hopefully be able to hit all of the topics at once in one fall swoop, so that I don't get super behind like I have with some of the episodes I'm recording this week. Here's a fun story. I was being read by my wife right before I started recording. I said, ooh, text me that story. I just wanted to share it with you guys. It says Atlanta. This is from CNN. Georgia family got a special holiday surprise last week after finding an owl hiding inside their Christmas tree. The discovery came last Thursday evening when Katie McBride, Newman, and her two children, India and Jack, were finishing dinner. India, 10 years old, had started to clear the table and was in another room when Newman heard her exclaim, oh my gosh. She comes in very dramatically into the dining room and goes, Mama, the ornament in there scared me. Newman told CNN, then she burst into tears. Newman said she's a big fan of owls, so the tree actually had about a dozen owl ornaments gracing its branches. At first, Newman said she thought India had just been spooked by one of those. So Newman checked it out, ready to calm her daughter's fears, but when she peered into the tree for an ornament, she saw the owl turn its head and look straight at her. She said, oh, wow, that's a real owl. Meanwhile, India had disappeared into the other room and was in tears again. It says the owl may have been in their tree for over a week, which is insane. But can you imagine you go to, it's like Christmas vacation with the squirrel. You go to open the branches and then there's just an owl like, what's up, bro? And it just turns its head and then it keeps spinning it around. Don't owls turn their heads all the way around? I don't know. That would just freak me out. And what a coincidence that this is a fan of owls who has owl ornaments on the tree. I wonder if the owl flew into their house or something somehow and saw an owl ornament and thought it was another owl, or if it just was a coincidence that they were in there when she picked up the tree. Regardless, that's a crazy story that I just wanted to share. I thought you guys would get a kick out of it, especially around the holiday season here. All right, we're going to jump into 11 questions on Sesame Street for Marissa. I hope you have fun playing along with today's episode. Remember, you can yell out the answers, you can write them down, you can challenge a friend, make the show whatever you want it to be, and enjoy. Here we go. It's time for some Sesame Street trivia. Let's see how many of these you can get right out of 11. Question number one, Elmo has a goldfish for a pet. What is the name of Elmo's goldfish? Question one. Question number two, what year did Sesame Street first appear on the air? Was it 1968, 1969, 1970, or 1971? What year did Sesame Street debut? 68, 69, 70, or 71? Question number three, which character on Sesame Street has a teddy bear named Radar? Which character on Sesame Street has a teddy bear named Radar? Question number four, what are the first two words to the Sesame Street theme song? Number four, what are the first two words to the Sesame Street theme song? Question number five, what is Bert's favorite breakfast food? Number five, what is Bert's favorite breakfast food? Number five. Halfway through this quiz on Sesame Street, here's number six. What is the name of the show that Cookie Monster hosts as Alistair Cookie? Question number six, what is the name of the show that Cookie Monster hosts as Alistair Cookie? Question number seven, what was the name of the bald, glasses-wearing gentleman storekeeper that Big Bird could never remember? What was the name of the bald, glasses-wearing gentleman storekeeper that Big Bird could never remember? Question number eight, in 1996, what was the name of the Sesame Street toy that every kid wanted for Christmas? Number eight, in 1996, what was the name of the Sesame Street toy that every kid wanted? Number eight. Question number nine, who was the host of the segment News Flash? Number nine, who was the host of the segment News Flash? Two questions remain. Here's number 10. The resident magician on Sesame Street is the amazing Mumford. What were his trademark magic words instead of abracadabra? What would he say instead of abracadabra? Number 10. And number 11 for two bonus points. What was Big Bird's best friend's name and how do you spell it? What was Big Bird's best friend's name and how do you spell that name? That is the end of today's 11-question Sesame Street quiz. Some tough questions in there. We'll be right back in just a second with the answers. We are back with the answers to Sesame Street trivia. Let's see how many you got right out of 11. Number one, Elmo has a goldfish for a pet. What is her name? It is a female name, as you can tell from the her there. It's Dorothy. Dorothy the goldfish. And I didn't watch a lot of Elmo growing up. I think his popularity was a little bit after my childhood. But I do remember him saying, when I've seen modern episodes, "Hi, Dorothy," like talking to Dorothy the goldfish. And as you can tell, I am impeccable at impressions. Number two, what year did Sesame Street first appear on the air? 1969 was the year. 1969. This show's been on for 50. Is that 50 years? Holy cow. Is that 50? Yeah, 19. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's a long time. Going into the second half of a century here with Sesame Street. Number three, which character on Sesame Street has a teddy bear named Radar? That would be Big Bird. Big Bird, to be exact, has a teddy bear named Radar, maybe named after the MASH character. Number four, what are the first two words to the Sesame Street theme song? Sunny Day. Number four, Sunny Day. I would not have been able to get that until I read it. I went, oh, yeah, it starts off by saying Sunny Day. Number five, what is Bert's favorite breakfast food? Oatmeal. He's kind of a crotchety Muppet puppet guy. Bert likes oatmeal. My brother Tom loves oatmeal. I don't think I've ever had a bowl of oatmeal in my entire life, and I'm going to keep it that way. Number six, what is the name of the show the Cookie Monster hosts as Alistair Cookie? Monsterpiece Theater. That does sound familiar. Monsterpiece Theater. Number seven, what was the name of the bald glasses-wearing gentleman storekeeper that Big Bird could never remember? Mr. Hooper. Mr. Hooper. I bet he likes basketball. Number eight, in 1996, what was the toy everybody wanted from the Sesame Street franchise? That was Tickle Me Elmo. Number eight, Tickle Me Elmo. They have a bunch of those dolls. They seemingly come out every year where he does something else. Number nine, who was the host of the segment Newsflash? That was Kermit the Frog. Kermit the Frog, I think that's an older one. Number 10, the resident magician on Sesame Street was the amazing Mumford. He wouldn't say abracadabra. He would say a la peanut butter sandwiches. A la peanut butter sandwiches. sandwiches. And number 11, for 2 points, what was Big Bird's best friend's name and how do you spell it? This, Mr. Snuffleupagus, which I don't think I've ever pronounced it the right way. Mr. Snuffleupagus. So it's S-N-U-F-F-L-E-U-P-A-G-U-S. Snuffleupagus. So there you go. You learned how to spell his name and a bunch of other cool stuff from Sesame Street. Thanks to Scott Buds for writing those questions. And thanks for Marissa for recommending the topic over on the Patreon Excel sheet. It's time for the question of the day, brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. Check them out at fmdesignsinc.com. Hey, dog, run is an appropriate anagram for what dog breed name? Hey Dog Run, if you rearrange it, would spell out what popular dog breed. Tweet me your answer at RyanBuds or email RyanBuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was Nicholas Sparks for the writer of The Notebook. And your trivia team name of the day is I Know Why the Nick Cage Bird Sings. I Know Why the Nick Cage Bird Sings. Enjoy that team name next time you need one when you're playing team trivia with your pals. Guys, thank you so much for listening to the show. Thanks for the iTunes reviews. Go leave one right now if you have a few minutes. And we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.
This Valentine's Day, Dunkin's got the perfect pairings to show your love. So get down on one knee with a dozen brownie batter donuts and a cocoa mocha signature latte. Or make them swoon with a strawberry dragon fruit Dunkin' refresher with a Cupid's Choice donut. Are you ready for love? America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcast-free today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcast-free.